The Rugby Panel on Just Plain Drive on OFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Rugby Panel. We're going to be taking a little break for the Easter holidays.
Are you okay, Mr. Stronsky?
Well, some of us are taking a break for the Passover, Nas, but then I wouldn't expect you to know what anything with the word pass in it actually means.
Yes, Joel, apologies for that little oversight. Anyway, we're taking a short break for the holidays. Let's put it that way. Anyway, another weekend where our teams' results made no sense from the week before.
Yes, they made about as much sense as Peter's quotes every week, eh, Peter?
Yeah, Nas, carry on. Just remember the very famous saying which is very relevant to this week, my friend. Let he who hoists the first clip may he live in a glass rondavel.
And there it is, my very point.
Jeez, I'd love someone to hoist me my first clippy of the day. Thanks, Div. Make it a double.
Okay, well, a quick look at the past week, and I think one particular performance needs to be mentioned. And what a shocker it was too, hey, Ashwin?
Well, yes, Nick, I agree. But then why they insist on getting people like Kurt Dowen to sing in Kosi Sikelele Afrika at big rugby events is beyond me. That reminded me of Was Dumisani all over again. It was a disgrace.
Yes, Ashtray, and don't forget when that Dave Matthews fellow forgot the words as well. Unbelievable!
Art, you?
No, Joel, it was anything but art. It was like watching someone fall two stories out of a hotel window.
I mean, it was Art Matthews, not Dave. But seriously, he sang the anthem so many times before, how on earth did he manage to butcher it at the Varsity Cup final?
Well, Joel, the Pretoria Grapevine says, and we've all been there, apparently he writes the words to the first part on his left hand and holds the microphone in his left. But on Monday night, he held the microphone in his right hand instead. So when he looked down to see the words, he looked at his right hand and there were no words.
So what you're saying is they were...
Yes, you, they were on the other hand, Kurt Darren.
Guys, I was referring to the Sharks' pathetic performance against the Jaguares and in Durban as well.
Yes, well, we definitely spoke about this. In fact, just last week I said, with the Sharks, you never know what you're going to get from 1 week to the next. 1 week, they like the Rolling Stones, and the next week, they're the Klipwerf Boerorkes. And sadly, this past weekend, they weren't even the Klipwerf Orkes. In fact, they were so bad, they were Kurt Darren singing the national anthem.
Are you not going to let the Kurt thing go today, Nas?
Yes, Nas, you've made your point. Why don't you rather reflect on the Bulls' comeback from the loss to the Jaguares and beating the Reds?
Well, when you look at it in context of the weekend, the only comeback worth mentioning is Tiger. Now that was a serious comeback, and probably the second greatest sporting comeback of all time.
Why? What was the first?
Well, we've spoken about this, and it must be my third comeback to the Bulls after my stint at the Dallas Cowboys.
Why did I even ask?
Care to comment on the Lions, anyone? Ashwin?
That loss to the Brumbies has probably ended their chances of making the Super Rugby playoffs, Nick.
Another astute observation from my friend Ashwin.
You, any comment on the Lions?
I have no words, Nick.
Just like Darren.
Okay, I think it's time to go on a break. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with more Super Rugby analysis, more Springbok World Cup squad thoughts, and probably a lot more nonsense. Until then, enjoy the holidays, whatever you're going to be doing.
Having a few whiskies, of course.
And me, a few boxes of Pau Palais with Bevan Fortuin.
Oh my word, what happened to him? He went very quiet after leaving Manchester United.
He's talking about Bevan Fortuin, you, not Quentin Fortune. He's...
Hey, I said we're out of time. Can you all just say goodbye? Jeez.
Bye. Bye.
The Rugby Panel on Just Plain Drive on OFM.